the Torah tells us, Usvartam lachem mimacharas ha-shabbos miyom haviyachem es omer ha-tenufa sheva shabbatos tenuas dinan. The Torah tells us about the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. Now, clearly we have a biblical mitzvah of counting the days between Pesach and Shavuot, Tisbruch Hamishim Yom. So it's clear at one point in Jewish history this was a mitzvah min HaTorah. The question is, what about Bizman HaZeh? What about in our day? Does Sfiras Omer retain its biblical character? Or is it only a mitzvah d'Rabbanan today? Why would I assume it doesn't assume its biblical character? So the Rishonim explain, because there are two mitzvahs happening here. There's the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer and the mitzvah of the Karban Omer. So Bizman HaZeh, we don't have a temple and we don't bring Karbanah. So we only have the Sfira without the Karban. So the question is Sfiras Omer linked to the Karban Omer? And if that's true, it would follow that it should only be a mitzvah midrabanan. Or do you say Sfira and Karban are independent mitzvahs? The fact that you don't have a Karban plays no role on the mitzvah of Sfira, and the Efa Sfira would retain its biblical character. This issue is a major machlokes. As we've shown him, the Rambam on one hand writes that Sfiras Omer, even Bizman HaZeh, is Doraisa, and Tosfos and Menachos, as well as others, say it's only a mitzvah midrabanan. So it's a major machlokes we've shown him on what is the status of Sfiras Omer Bizman HaZeh. The question is, my nafkamina, what's the practical difference? What's the difference if I say Sfiras Omer is Doraisa or Sfiras Omer is Darabanan? So perhaps one nafkamina at first glance would be, can I count Sfira during Ben HaShemashos? Can I count Sfira during the twilight period between sunset and nightfall? Why is that an issue? Because that's known in halacha as Safik Yom, Safik Laila. It's known as doubtful day, doubtful night. And therefore, we have a general principle. Safik Doraisa L'chumra. A doubt regarding a biblical law was strict. Safik Derabanan L'kula. A doubt regarding a rabbinic law, we are lenient. So therefore, if Sfiras Omer Bizman HaZeh says Doraisa like the Rambam, it should follow that one cannot count during Ben HaShemashos, it's the subject of Raisu L'chumra, and you have to wait until nightfall. But according to the Bali Tosfos, when Sfira is only Drabanan, one should be able to light, one should be able to count Sfira during that. In fact, Tosfos even writes, it's L'chadchila, you should daven during Ben HaShemashos, even maybe Kodem Ben HaShemashos, to make it Tamimis. But it's a machokis whether it should be totally on whether Sfira is Doraisa, Savik Doraisa Uchumra, and if it's Drabanan, Savik Drabanan Ukula. So the question is, the Ran raises in Arvei Psachim, in general, is, what do you mean, Savik Rabbanan Lakula. So is that Lichatchila, that you could actually count during Ben HaShemashos? Or is that a post facto halacha? Once I counted, it's okay. But if you ask me right now, can I count? The answer is no, because we're not sure if you fulfilled the mitzvah. So there's a famous Ran in Arvei Psachim, which the Gemara talks about the mitzvah of reclining. So we have a mitzvah of drinking four cups, and we have a mitzvah of reclining during the matzah, during the yayin. The Gemara wants to know, which cups does one have to recline for? So the two opinions, I think, within Rav Nachman, whether it's the first two, the last two, the Gemara concludes, we don't know, so Aidi Vaidi Baya Seba. We're not sure, so we'll recline on all four. So the Ran asks, what do you mean? Savik Darabanan Lakula. Haseba is Darabanan. Drinking the wine is only Darabanan. So why would I say, I should say Savik Rabbanan Lakula, and we shouldn't have to recline on all four. There's a main answer of the Ran and Lamdis, which we're not going into now, but his first answer is the one relevant here. The Ran writes that Ein Achinami, you could apply Savik Rabbanan Lakula, But if it's not a big deal, what's the big deal? You'll lean a little to the left, you'll drink. If it's something which doesn't involve tircha, something which is simple, doesn't cost a lot of money, whatever, it's something simple to do, so then we don't apply Safek Drabanan Lekuah. If it's not a big deal to do it, so we don't apply the principle and you should do it anyway. So what's the big deal? So instead of reclining with two cups, you recline at four. So therefore the Ran writes, that's what the Pshat in the Gemara. And something which is simple, and the Mishnah Berurah extends this Ran not only to Dalet Kosas, but to, in general, Safek Drabanan Lekuah. So therefore, the Ran says it's true, Safek Drabanan Lekuah, but that's Bidyeved. That's only post facto. It's not a big deal to go ahead and wait until nighttime, so therefore you should wait. And Tosfos disagrees and says no, that even we apply the principle of Safek Drabanan Lekuah, and Tosfos says it's even Lechatchila. So you have the Rambam who holds his Daraisa, so he holds you have to, even if you count Ben HaShemashas, you'd have to count over again because it's only a Safek if you fulfilled the mitzvah. The Ran agrees, Bidyeved, if you counted Ben HaShemashas, you Yotze, but Lechatchila no. And Tosfos seems to say even Lechatchila you could count because of Safek Drabanan. So what is the issue between the Ran and the Bali Tosfos on whether one says, it's Ben HaShemashas now, could I Lechatchila count? Or just a Bidyeved? So it seems to go back to the major principle we have when we have the klal of Safek Daraisa L'Chumra, Safek Darabanan L'Kulah, and a Svek Sveka, a double doubt, even on a biblical law we are leaning on. So they point out that, I'll just give you a mashal. Let's say a person he's coming back from the gym, from the park. He's starving. He's hungry. Ends up to the supermarket. He goes to the kosher section, and he sees, wow, big sale, 50% off. When he gets closer, he sees, oh, it's a Safek Daraisa, and the tray for me got mixed up with the kosher meat, so we're not sure if it's kosher, so we're not sure, we'll give you a 50% off sale. So the guy feels hungry, feels lucky, he says, what the heck, let me go for it. And he eats, and he barbecues, he goes home and has his meal. So of course, after he ate it, he feels a little guilty, and then it's bothering him the rest of his life, and finally, after Me'ah the Estrim, 120, he goes up to Shamayim, and says, he's waiting online and he sees the angel and says, you know what, that day when I ate the meat, was it kosher or not? So the angel says, your lucky day, it was kosher. The guy's much happier now. He could go to Beis and Shamala happy. So he walks into the room and we have the picture of the scales, the mitzvahs and averas on each side. So when God gets to that piece of meat, he puts it on the avera sign and not the mitzvah sign. Or at least the neutral sign. So the guy says, what are you talking about? I just spoke to the angel. The meat was kosher. So God says, no, you don't get it. When we say Safek Daraisa L'Chumra, when we say a doubt by a biblical was strict, even though it might have generated from a doubt, but once we go with the kol, it's usher, so the effort doesn't make a difference whether it was kosher or wasn't. If it's a Safek Daraisa now, it's Betorah Vadai. You definitely can't eat it. And similarly, Safek Drabanan. If you're not showing a Safek Drabanan, and at the end of the day, it ended up being Treif Drabanan, but you relied on Safek Drabanan Lekuah, so therefore that's fine. There's no, you're not going to have to give a din v'cheshbont. So once it's Safek Daraisa L'Chumra, Safek Drabanan Lekuah might begin as a Safek, but once we paskin L'Chumra Lekuah, that's it. It's Betorah Vadai, not Betorah Safek. As some say, that's the pshat. When Chazal, when they say Safek Daraisa L'Chumra, that's when they did it. But Safek Darabanan Lekuah, what they're saying is, Chazal never only instituted something with Aser B'Torah Tzvadai. So if it's Darabanan, so then it's not included in the prohibition. So either way, this issue, and in fact, this is an issue by Svek Sveika as well. There's a famous machlokes Raman the Shach, in Yeridea about, I think the case over there is talking about they're not sure if the bone by the chicken wing. It's an issue of kashrus. So the case was it's permitted to eat this food because of a svek sveka. So the question is, do you have to go back if you can and try to find out and see? Are you obligated to mavarer the svek sveka, or you can rely on a lechatchila? So the Rama writes, you can rely on the svek sveka, you don't have to go back and check. And the Shach quotes that one opinion like the Rama, he says, v'yesh chokim. But to those who argue and say you have to check. The note of the Yehuda further qualifies the Shach by saying only if you could qualify both out. But either way, it's a machlokas Rama and Shach on a svek sveka, whether I have to try to mavarer the doubts or not. So the Rama writes, no, the Shach, the note of the Yehuda writes in the Shach, yes. So what's the Nakudas HaMachlokas? That's the issue. When we say svek sveka, is that betoras vadai or betoras suffik? So when I say that lach, it's a double doubt, it's mutter, is that okay, it's 100% mutter? Oh no, it's the laws of probabilities. You have a 66% chance, so let's go for it. So that's the nafkamina. So whether you say, the Rama writes, svek svek is betoras vade, no need to do any bedikas, it's 100% kosher. And the Shach would say, no, you have to, if you give him a varier, you have to try to make the doubt, to move it up from 66 to 100% if you can. So that's the same issue here between the Ran and the Bali Tosis. The Ran holds Safik Drabana Wakua is a post facto to Din Bidiyevid, and you cannot lechatchila count at Ben Hashemashos, but if you do, you yote. And the Tosis would say even lechatchila one kidavin at Ben Hashemashos to fulfill Tumimis. So, you know, so Alach Lamaisa, if possible, we try to wait until nighttime to count with the bracha, but push comes to shove, if you're in the shul and it's ben hashmashas, if the rabbi or the gabbai, you have no choice. I mean, you have a choice, but then you have what to rely on, and therefore one should make the bracha and count, because it's for those people who are afraid they're going to forget later on. If you want to count later on with the bracha, I mean, you want to count later on without a bracha, that's okay. But so lechatchila, we have machmir for the shitas harambam, just in case it's daraisa, we wait until nightfall. Of course, if you hold, according to the Ran, that it's a suffix drabanan, you still wait until nightfall lechatchila. But maybe the nightfall could be a little earlier because it's nightfall and it didn't drabanan. You might have to wait, let's say, 25 minutes instead of 45 or instead of 72, so that could depend on that. So you have the Rambam, you have to wait until nightfall, even b'dyevid it's no good, and therefore you have to count over. According to the Ran, you should wait until nightfall, but if you count during Ben HaShemashos, it's good b'dyevid, and then you might as well count without a bracha later on. And according to the Bali Tosis, no, it's l'chat, since we passed in Sfiras Drabanan, so the Efesavik Drabanan Lekula. So even lechatchila, one is permitted to count at Ben HaShemashos.